This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The Fed says it has plans to jumpstart the economy. So why are world markets backfiring?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the internet. Reputation.com.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Federal Reserve announced plans to get the economy going by encouraging riskier investments and lowering long-term interest rates. But instead of cheering the news, there's been a big stock sell-off all over the world today as markets have plummeted from Asia to Europe. Some perspective on that coming up. But first, let's do the numbers. Markets are down big time. Across Europe now, French shares are off 5.5%. In Germany, stocks are down more than 4.5%. Same for the FTSE in London. In Asia, shares were much lower as well. The market in Hong Kong had its biggest drop in 3 years. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost more than 2.5%, down 283 points to close at 11,124. And all signs to similar selling today here in the States. Fewer Americans filed for first-time weekly jobless claims last week. The Labor Department said applications shrank by 9,000. That's good news, but not enough to lower the nation's unemployment rate. In its latest analysis, the Fed said jobs continue to be scarce, the housing market is abysmal, and the economy overall, my word here, stinks. We've certainly heard that before. Why aren't markets, though, responding to actions the Fed is taking to fix the economy? The BBC's Andrew Walker is with us now from London with the latest. Hi, Andrew.
Hi there, Steve.
Why the big global reaction to the Fed's decision?
It is slightly curious in some ways because, of course, what the Fed is doing is taking action that's intended to stimulate the rapidly flagging economic recovery. So in some circumstances, the markets might well be expected to take that positively. This time, however, I think partly they're focused on the Fed's negative comments, the warning about significant downside risks. Also, I think there's an awful concern brewing, I think, that maybe they are beginning to run out of effective tools. And so the Fed's action, I think, has just made markets focus on that downside.
Andrew, we already knew that the economy isn't doing very well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You might well say, why on earth did the markets need the Fed to tell them that there are significant downside risks? They should have worked that out already. And I think they did. But we're into this kind of environment, I think, where an awful lot is dependent on sentiment, perhaps more than is usually the case. And so you do sometimes get markets responding in a perhaps rather unexpected way. And I think that's what we've had this time.
What about other central banks, Andrew, around the world? Will they react similarly to the Fed? Will more stimulus be put into the global economy?
I think probably yes. The European Central Bank is a little bit further behind on this kind of issue because it has actually been raising interest rates in the last few months. But the odds, I think, must be increasing very rapidly that the European Central Bank will reverse those moves before very long.
The BBC's Andrew Walker in London. Andrew, thank you.
My pleasure, Steve.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information at massmutual.com. And by CSX, transporting 2 billion pounds of goods to market by train and working to help move the economy forward. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
CarMax just reported used car sales rose between 4 and 5% last quarter. The used car market's been doing well lately because buyers are anxious about the economy and they don't want to buy new, which means there are fewer used cars for sale. Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports.
Bill Willis is offering $50 to anybody who finds him a good used car. He owns three dealerships in Delaware, including one that only sells used vehicles.
Supply is hard to get. That's our problem, supply. Good quality, low mileage used cars are becoming less and less existent.
New vehicle sales have dropped dramatically since the financial crisis, and people are hanging on to their cars for longer. Leasing has also fallen off, so there isn't that regular flow of three-year-old cars coming onto the market, and rental car companies aren't supplying as many as they used to either. Willis says in some cases, used cars have gotten so expensive, customers are reconsidering and looking at new ones instead, especially with cheaper vehicles like a Chevy Malibu or a Ford Focus.
Boy, do I go ahead and spend $15,000 for a pre-owned or $20,000 for a new. The financing rates are generally better on a new vehicle than they are a used vehicle. So all those things come into play, and that's where you have to weigh the options.
But not everybody's weighing those options. Joe Spina is an analyst at Edmunds.com. He says the traditional used car buyer isn't interested.
A lot of used buyers won't even go to the new lot. I mean, they'll just go looking for a used car, and you know they're on the used car lot. They don't compare to the new car, and then they buy the used.
That's one reason used car prices will probably stay high for a while. Another is that nobody expects the pool of used cars to grow anytime soon. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Thousands of nurses and healthcare workers are planning to walk off the job today in California, angry over benefit cuts and other concessions hospital groups Kaiser Permanente and Sutter Health are seeking. But Marketplace's Bob Moon reports it's going to be a short strike by design.
A small group started their picketing yesterday, but most of the workers joining them today will be striking for only a single day. That's enough to make some noise. But can a limited strike be as effective as an open-ended walkout? National Union of Healthcare Workers Vice President John Bortzos spoke to us from the picket line.
It's like a shot across the bow to the employer. The idea is to try to get the employer to bargain in good faith and to do it in a way that's least disruptive to patient care.
Bortzos says this strategy has produced results in the past.
There's other healthcare providers that have been willing to agree to contracts short of full-blown strikes.
That's what the Health Workers Union and the California Nurses Association are hoping for in this case. But Sutter Health says it has an obligation to keep health care affordable. And Kaiser issued a statement calling the strike unnecessary. It says it's already bargaining in good faith. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Finally, a late-night hotspot in Manhattan's East Village has hired a bouncer to work the overnight shift at the International House of Pancakes to keep bar-hopping diners who enjoyed too many cocktails under control. You know it's a tough job at a bar. Imagine rowdy drunks who are hungry. I just hope the guy gets paid with more than just flapjacks. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Financial news changes by the very minute. Domestic and global markets are crazy.
China's not about to move away from buying U.S. treasuries.
The European Central Bank wading into the Spanish and Italian government bond market today.
The whole debt ceiling debate made us look dysfunctional. We all know that.
That's okay, though, because we're here. Marketplace. It's the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.